You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 15th of May, the middle of the trading week. India Volatility Index has been on a near four-year high. These and other highlights from the day's trade is what I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
After strong bullish candles seen yesterday, traders were hoping for a stable Wednesday today, but bears soon took control in the last hour of the trading session and pushed Nifty below crucial support levels. Trade tensions, profit booking at higher levels, mixed results from India Inc., delay in monsoon, as well as a growing uncertainty around the election outcome on the 23rd of May are things which have been keeping traders on the edge. The monsoon will hit the Kerala coast on the 6th of June, 5 days after its normal onset date, according to the Indian Meteorological Department, which released a statement on Wednesday. SkyMet, on the other hand, has said the date would be the 4th of June. But coming back to the Lal Street, bulls failed to retain control on the Lal Street as bears made a comeback and pushed the index towards 100 days moving average, placed at 11,134, by making a large bearish candle on the chart. The index witnessed selling pressure near its 5 days exponential moving average and 100 days exponential moving average. The fall in the index was led today by metals, telecom, power and auto stocks. India VIX, the panic button on the Lal Street, which is the fear gauge of the index, rose by 5.4% to 28.61 levels, which is near a four-year high, according to a report on CNBC TV18. The index has already risen by about 80% so far in 2019. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Metal Index fell sharply by over 2%, while the Telecom Index was down by 1.9%, and the Power Index fell by 1.5%. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index fell by 0.67%, while the Small-Cap Index was down by 0.45%. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market slid on profit booking despite an initial extension in yesterday's rally as investors remained watchful on global trade and liquidity squeeze by FIIs. Rupees strengthened after the RBI announced a plan to conduct an open market operation. IMD predicted southwest monsoon to start from next month onwards, which will be a key trigger for consumption and rural economy." Unquote. Which were some stocks that made noise today on the Lal Street? Union Bank of India fell over 10% as its net loss widened to 3,370 crore rupees in the fourth quarter of 2018-2019, mainly on account of higher provisioning. Most brokerage firms retained their rating, but Credit Suisse and CLSA slashed their respective target price and earnings estimates. Jet Airways ended over 5% lower today, hitting a new 52-week low after four top executives quit the airline yesterday. Karur Vysya Bank declined 6% today after the company reported mixed set of numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. SpiceJet ended over 7% higher after the budget carrier emerged as the biggest gainer in the allocation of domestic slots left vacant by Jet Airways. And finally, Zee Media Corporation closed over 11% down today after the media house reported a 73.1% decline in PAT for FY19 at 13.17 crore rupees. Before I let you go, as usual, a quick tour around the world. European markets are trading slightly lower as trade fears linger on. The pan-European Stock 600 was down 0.32%. Asian markets ended higher today. Shanghai Composite added 1.91% to close at 2,938.68, and the Shenzhen component rose 1.45% to close at 9,169.15. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng Index added 0.73%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.58% to close at 21,188.56, while Japan's Topix Index added 0.6% to finish its trading day at 1,544.15. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on the Lal Street today. I'll, of course, be back with two more podcasts today. We spoke yesterday about India and the world, the evolution of India's foreign policy since independence. And today, we'll take a specific look at what happened during the Modi years. And as usual, that is, of course, the stories of the day, which is essentially the only podcast you need to listen to get caught up with the world. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.